This week on The Marquee, we've got a conflicted contract killer and some competitive co-eds. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in the future, when the Mafia wants to eliminate someone, they use time travel and a special kind of assassin known as a looper. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is one such looper whose life takes an unexpected turn when his next victim turns out to be his future self.
For the kids, there's the animated comedy Hotel Transylvania. Adam Sandler voices Count Dracula, an overprotective single dad whose plans to shelter his daughter from dangerous humans backfires when a wayward young backpacker shows up at his monsters-only hotel. It isn't as smart or sophisticated as the average Pixar movie, but it's still silly, spooky fun.
Won't Back Down is a lean-on-me type film, minus Morgan Freeman, the drug dealers, and the iconic song. Instead, you get Viola Davis and Maggie Gyllenhaal fighting school bureaucracy with impassioned speeches.
Well, women once again take center stage in Pitch Perfect, a musical comedy about the members of a girls-only a cappella group and their quest for a national title. It's an enjoyably geeky chick flick that delivers catchy tunes, quirky characters, and plenty of laughs.
Opening at the Drexel, How I Met Your Mother's Josh Radnor directs and stars in the indie rom-com Liberal Arts, starring Elizabeth Olsen, Richard Jenkins, and Allison Janney. The movie was partially filmed in Columbus, Ohio.
Opening at the Gateway, Danish filmmaker Mads Brügger explores the African blood diamond trade in his documentary The Ambassador. Disguised as a wealthy diplomat, he uses hidden cameras to expose those involved. Sounds to me like the Sacha Baron Cohen approach to documentary filmmaking.
Aspiring musicians may enjoy The Brooklyn Brothers Beat the Best. A down-on-his-luck musician, played by writer-director Ryan O'Nan, joins an eccentric fellow musician and a beautiful con woman on a cross-country adventure of self-discovery.
Or for some classic action on the big screen, head to Carriage Place this weekend to catch a showing of Raiders of the Lost Ark. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Looper. I've been looking forward to seeing it since interviewing director Rian Johnson at the Toronto Film Festival in 2008. And although it isn't the perfect time travel movie, it was worth the wait.
I agree, Kristen. It's an interesting premise, a great cast, and best of all, it's well executed.
Or if sci-fi assassins and silly songstresses aren't your style, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Avengers. Director Joss Whedon's larger-than-life all-star roundup finds Iron Man, Captain America, and their fellow superheroes teaming up to save the planet from Tom Hiddleston's crafty villain Loki. With its eye-popping effects, its heart-racing excitement, and its remarkable ensemble cast, it was the movie of the summer.
Frank Miller's classic graphic novel, The Dark Knight Returns, has been adapted into two feature-length animated films. Peter Weller lends his voice to the 55-year-old version of Batman that decides to don the cape and cowl one more time. Be warned, however, Part 2 isn't scheduled to be released until winter 2013.
Whit Stillman's offbeat campus comedy, Damsels in Distress, stars Greta Gerwig as the leader of a group of college girls who are determined to help their sad, pathetic fellow students. It's an oddly aimless comedy, but Gerwig is at her best as the flighty and undeniably unstable leader.
And finally this week, don't miss the latest classic Blu-ray releases, including Bond 50, a collection of every single James Bond film from the last 50 years.
Well, there may not be many big Blu-ray releases this week, but there are a couple of good picks in the mix. Still, I've got to give my pick to The Avengers. It was one of my favorite movies of the summer, so I'll be adding the Blu-ray 3D to my collection.
Being a huge fan of James Bond, I have to recommend the Bond 50 collection. It's a massive set containing all 22 official Bond films, but for any Bond fan, it's a must-have. It also includes the space to add the newest 007 Avenger, Skyfall, to the set when it's released on Blu-ray in 2013.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Dueling Dads and an Undead Dog. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
only the meek get pinched, the bold survive.